Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Dr. Rick Van Haveren from CareerNavigator.net joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
We all took the same career assessment test off the air throughout the last couple of weeks. There were just a couple of like math questions at the end.
Right.
And why?
It's look at reasoning skills.
Okay.
So most of it's personality, but you have a little bit with reasoning as well.
Okay.
Did you score those separately? Like, can you tell us who got the most right out of those? Because I was feeling really competitive at the end.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't give you individual scores for that.
It's a lousy test.
Okay, we'll start. We'll start with Wendy.
Wendy's over here.
I'm really nervous.
Why?
Don't be nervous.
You got the
I'm
job.
I'm gonna be like a forklift operator who doesn't get emails.
What if you're supposed to? What if you're supposed to be a stripper? And that listener who said get on the pole is
like,
right.
I'm right.
They were actually giving you solid advice.
Exactly. I need to do.
Well, in terms of characteristics, Wendy tends to be pretty warm, attentive to others, pretty lively, spontaneous, and likes familiar within the workplace.
Okay.
So in terms of jobs that might be a good fit, there tend to be two categories. One would be things like office practices, a bank manager, scored pretty high on insurance agent, and really high on restaurant manager.
Really?
I'm taking over the flying biscuit.
All right, Wendy. We're going to have a talk.
Isn't there that restaurant at the Cheetah? What is that one?
Oh, Alluvia?
Yeah, there you go. You kill two birds with one stone.
They'd
I was actually
correct.
Hoping for Oasis. That's just my opinion.
The Good Time Emporium?
So that indicated to you that she's better behind a desk.
She's good behind the desk. In addition to, she kind of has a helping style. So something like child development, child care worker, special education teacher, things like that.
According to that listener, she's best under the desk.
Oh.
Can do it all, jack of all trades.
Maybe she was just trying to help.
She
was pointing
you in a better direction.
Into a profession she saw was better for you. Okay, so a nurturer.
Yep, and in terms of things she might want to avoid, science, architecture, medical researcher, kind of your math, science, those types of things.
I don't want to go back to school.
So I'm not hearing a lot of stuff in there that indicates entertainer.
Not really. Actually, in terms of looking at everyone here and their characteristics, Wendy has the lowest score compared to other broadcasters.
Okay.
Oh,
so, yeah.
What a great day of radio for you.
Yeah.
Don't you love your job? This is great.
I'm going to go home and just turn off all the lights.
Wait, Wendy, she's not kidding.
You want to go drinking rate of 10?
Yes,
I'll go with you.
Mimosas.
I used to work with a girl in Dallas that would get an email or some results like this, and she said she would sit home and she would sit in bed and she would watch her ceiling fan all day long. It threw her into such a depression.
I won't let that happen to you.
No, I won't go do that. I'll go for a run.
Well, it was still in the low average range, but not as high compared to everybody else.
So she's an entertainer, sort of, but it's just not on the. It's not best for her.
Right.
Her personality.
Right.
A little sad. Okay.
Well, it's too late now. You're under contract. So you can't leave. Even if you want to, you can't go anywhere. Okay?
Okay.
You are under contract, right?
No.
Oh, really?
But thank you for the...
That'll help.
Can we...
I'm getting fired today. I have a pink slip on my desk.
Stop talking.
Yeah, could we focus
the show somewhere else?
Mine obviously says I talk too much.
I'm ready to go home.
Let's move on to Bert.
Anywhere you like.
Okay, well, we'll do Bert.
Okay.
Bert tends to be pretty imaginative, abstract, open to change, also a little tense, driven, and had the highest anxiety score.
Okay. I would probably say totally true fair. To all that. Yeah.
And high on risk-taking adventure. So in terms of work environments, definitely fits the artistic type.
Mm-hmm.
So probably whatever you do, as long as it's a form of self-expression, would be a good fit. So something like photography, writing and editing, performing arts, you're really that true.
You could be that Happy Little Trees painter guy on PBS.
Yeah.
Happy Little Trees right here near the cabin.
Mm-hmm. He passed away not too long ago.
I know, it's sad.
Well, he needs a fill-in then.
That guy was like, he was like a lava lamp. It's just so comforting watching it.
And why did you stop every time you were flipping through? He was like the Shawshank Redemption before the Shawshank Redemption.
You're right. You couldn't just pass by him.
And we're going to paint a happy little stream right down here.
And he was like, fascinating. It was like a masterpiece when he was doing that.
Some happy little clouds. I don't know why I'm talking like this. I'm turning myself on.
Guest in studio.
Happy little pants.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm sorry, doctor.
That's so all right. That's all right.
I think, I mean, it sounds pretty accurate. I'm always a little insecure about the show, always sort of feeling like, oh, man, that was it. That was the last good day of radio we ever had.
When even watching you here, you know, you're up and you're moving around.
Yeah.
And so as you mentioned, it was something like office practices, administrative type things where you had to sit in a cubicle all day. Yeah. Like filling out the questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
I would have guessed that was probably pretty stressful for you.
Gun to my head. If I had to do that, seriously, that would be really difficult. So entertaining, I'm in the right field.
Right.
I'm just going to be insecure about it.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. That's your spot on.
I spent an hour taking your test, and you didn't tell me a damn thing I didn't already know. All right, how about Melissa? Is there something else? Am I cutting you off?
In terms of leadership, you'd probably be a pretty permissive leader, so... In terms of leading others, might not be.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't. I really don't. It's the part of the job that I hate more than anything else is I have to manage. I suck at it. Melissa and I had a conversation yesterday, and I was anxious throughout the entire... I hate it. I just want to be... I want to be led. Somebody leave me.
Save all that.
If there was more money in just following, I would do it, I swear. All right, that sounds okay. Really accurate. Like, I feel like you nailed me on that.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you're a good test taker, then.
I guess. Well, I copied off somebody else's paper.
You didn't think you were, you know?
He but just made a design in all the circles, you know, when he was doing
B,
the answers.
B, B, C, C, C. Hey, look, it's a naked woman. Look at her breasts.
Some of the questions are really tough because you know how you want to answer because you know how some people see you where, like, I think people probably see me as more outgoing than but I have a very shy side to me at times and a very insecure side in public.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really strange about answering those questions, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got through.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Melissa.
All right, Melissa.
Yes.
Interesting. Tends to be pretty introverted, reserved, but also cooperative, probably deferred to others.
Mm-hmm.
So also has kind of a permissive leadership style. Tends to be pretty serious and low on risk taking.
Mm-hmm.
So different than a number of the others in the
group.
That's
why Bert and Melissa haven't had sex yet, because nobody is willing to step up and make it happen. Although we all in here can tell that they want to.
Feel the chemistry.
It might show that we're good liars.
It's almost like I'm surprised the doctor's not getting warm just sitting between the two of you.
He's never coming back.
Okay.
So in terms of jobs, it might be a good fit. You scored high on writing, librarian.
Librarian?
Scored high on librarian. Yeah, right. Liberal arts professor.
Okay. I could totally see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe some science things, biology, math, those kind of things.
All right.
Where did entertainer come up on that whole thing?
Well, entertainer really didn't.
Oh, good. I'm not alone. I didn't want to be in my own bubble. There's somebody in my bubble.
You could be the special ed teacher in a school, and I'll be the librarian.
Who's hiring?
I have sort of said this to Melissa before, and I've tried to do it in a non-offensive way. Like,
you're about to talk too much.
You know what? That was very leader oriented. Shut the hell up.
I had said to Melissa that I think that her calling is something bigger than radio. Like it's in philanthropy or it's in, I don't know. I mean, I've never said you're not good at what you do. It's just that I don't know. I just kind of feel like she's bigger. Like some of those stuff that you were talking about.
We didn't have this conversation.
Where you'd be most comfortable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So in terms of things to avoid, a lot of business type things, management, sales, CEO, hotel manager, hospital administrator, those kind of things.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, we talked about that because I think that, you know, I view things in more of a bigger, I don't know, scope sometimes, more than I should. You know, I never tend to dumb things down, and sometimes I need to. And so, you know, so that's a fair assessment. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Jen Hobby.
Good news for Jen. Tends to be really extroverted, warm, open to others, more socially bold than others on the team.
That's also proven by Midnight Swim.
That's proven anytime you drink.
And in terms of you had the best leadership skills.
Oh, that's cool.
I can
so
see
looking
that.
At that, had good leadership skills.
And come on, do a shot! Do a shot! What are you, a girl?
Exactly.
Do a shot!
That's kind of what I was saying to you.
And what did I do?
You followed my lead.
Yes, I did.
It's our party profile.
So in terms of jobs that would be a good fit, lots of different types of things. Advertising, marketing, corporate trainer. Media.
You were in marketing for a while. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
media, mm-hmm. Executive, also some artistic type things, music, dramatics, interior decorator, and maybe some helping things like being an occupational therapist, child development, counseling, those kind of things you were pretty high on.
Prostitute.
Things that she's not doing now.
Very bold.
Like her career she's not dabbling in.
She's calling that marketing. So
it's all in how you spin it.
Just get in the car.
I'm so far so good. I mean, yeah. And how about
there's an anxiety scale and an emotional adjustment scale, and Jen had the highest scores there. So
what does that mean?
The lowest anxiety, and you have the best emotional judgment or emotional stability.
Right, that's where you sort of lost credibility.
Right? Yeah.
Right up until then.
Right up until emotional stability, I was all in.
Although it was still in the average range.
She's a really good faker.
Is actress on there at all?
All right, and for Jeff,
I saved Jeff for last. He was an interesting. He's got an interesting profile, and it seemed like it took him a while to actually take the assessment.
Serial.
He was the last one to take it.
He was the last one. Very introverted, more introverted than anybody else.
Yeah, he don't like people. We've said that before. Mm-hmm. Jeff's he's the only guy in radio that really just doesn't like people.
Right. And he had higher scores on being suspicious, a little bit guarded.
Mm-hmm. Not a suspicious character. I'm suspicious of others.
Suspicious of others.
You are a shady character, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the most likely to steal something out of your purse. Maybe to hack into their parents' bank account and take the retirement fund.
Pull your kids away. Pull them away.
Let's see. He was also pretty, though, abstract, imaginative, and also have some risk-taking adventure-type interests. So in terms of when his leadership style, the scores are from 1 to 10, and he had a 10 on being an authoritarian leader. So where everybody else is kind of in the middle or on the permissive side, Jeff is definitely, if he was in a leadership position, probably be a my way or the highway.
Yeah, he's a bulldog.
Yeah.
I think I've referred to him as the bulldog before. Mm-hmm. Bulldozer.
It was just it was privately when we were cuddling, but.
And you're my little poodle.
Now we see where the real chemistry is. Mm-hmm. So you're out.
Well, I'm authoritative and Bert's a pushover, so taking advantage of him.
You fit. So in terms of jobs, it might be a good fit. Law, math.
You were getting into law, right?
Yeah, before I got sidetracked into this illustrious crowd.
it's definitely an interesting path.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So other types of things like being a CEO, investment manager.
Bring it.
Physicist.
Don't be carried away.
Analytical types of things, critical thinking types of things.
All stuff good for him. I've always said that. Yeah. Jeff is one of the best troubleshooters I've ever worked. No, the best troubleshooter. Very analytical, can see everything from all sides, and you know, sort of like he's a cabinet in one because he's got a whole bunch of different angles on just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, these were right on, with the exception of Jen's emotional thing. These things were right on.
How much? Come on, you're gonna make her cry.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it is. Traveling pants.
Yes, but that was a good movie.
No, you've been. I mean, come on.
Is there any indication in there? When it, like going back to the CEO thing for me, if I left radio right now, like like at 10:15 today, how much could I make as a CEO, ASAP?
Please tell us. Please tell us the number is high.
Oh, could it's in terms of salary?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy amount.
All right.
I mean, assuming it's, you know, there's some people that have a company of two and they're the CEO.
So you can be your own CEO.
Right?
Yeah.
CEO of Jeff Inc.
That's right.
All right. So as side notes, was there anything that really shocked you by anybody or as a group?
I'd say the anxiety a little bit as a group, just kind of, but you find with a lot of people who are pretty driven, they can be tense, anxious about things, worry about things, fret about things, ruminating. So I thought that was kind of a surprise.
I think the industry sort of attracts that. Like there's a bubbling anxiety that people get on the radio. Or both.
I think both.
Yeah.
For sure.
Probably the career that we should stay away from to protect ourselves, and we dove right in.
Right.
You know?
I think radio, media, I think all media is filled with many, many insecure people. I think that's how you're extroverted. You know, anytime you push yourself out there, it's, I don't know, I think sometimes to make up for something that you feel inside.
Is there anything that would indicate that we don't work well together as a team?
Not really. I mean, it's interesting. You all have some different personality characteristics, and probably in a way that's how it makes it work, where if you're all the same way, you don't have somebody to fill in the gaps.
Would you have, not knowing that we are a team together, if somebody was saying, look, I'm potentially hiring these four or five people to work on a team together, would your assessment be, that looks great, they're going to be around, or would it be, don't even get them in a room together?
I think that it would work well in looking at your personality styles.
Because it's different enough.
Right. You're different enough. Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, this was fun.
That was cool.
Yeah. Now, if you guys want to do this, you can do this on your own also. We're going to link on up over to careernavigator.net. If you can't remember that, careernavigator.net from all the hits, Q100.com. And this is Dr. Rick Van Haveren.
And if anybody's looking for a CEO, Jeff at allthehitsq100.com.
But not a babysitter.
Right. Well, and definitely Jeff was low on nursing and elementary school teacher and fitness instructor.
That is a we found that out from his Wii Fitness.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Right now, we are joined by Amanda, who is got to be on the voice disguiser. Do you have the voice disguiser, Sean? Hey, Amanda, just say hello.
Hello.
That's voice disguised. How
it's
are
working.
You?
Yes.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. We always like to test the voice disguise when Bert's not here to make sure it's working so we can protect your identity. Because we know
Thank
that's when the good stories come out.
Yep.
How long have you been nannying?
Almost 10 years now.
For the same family?
No, definitely not. For several different ones.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the definitely not.
Is that definitely not because they all have an expiration date?
I think so. I hate to say it, but yeah.
Now, tell us how you came to be on The Bird Show now, because Tracy scheduled this. I'm assuming you emailed, sent something in?
Well, I heard Bert mention a few weeks ago in passing something about the fathers hitting on babysitters and nannies and it. And I was like, you know, I think everyone needs to understand what nannies go through every day, because it gets to be pretty ridiculous.
Okay. Okay, well, let me give the phone number out first. It's 404-741-Q100, and we're going to leave the phone lines open for any nannies listening who want to share similar stories. But now it's your turn. So enlighten us as to what nannies go through.
Okay, well, you can go a number of places with this, but I think that, first of all, the biggest mistake that parents make is they forget that there is another person in their home. And there's a line, you know, where things just become, like, inappropriate.
Okay.
And, you know, this whole mess just came out, well, not just, but with Rob and his nanny. And
right.
He accused him and his wife of doing, like, inappropriate things. And you have to find that line. But it happens, like, in your neighborhood. It's not just with movie stars and, you know, such as
Give us a first-person example of something that's happened to you or somebody you know where the line's been crossed.
Well, with me, I think, like, the biggest example I can tell you about is just the extramarital affairs I have witnessed. And
oh, no.
I caught one father with his hand in the cookie jar, I mean, red-handed. And later, he approached me and told me if I breathed a word of it to his wife, I would be fired on the spot.
Ooh.
With no severance pay. And, you know, I was living with them in a city not close to home. So, you know, you have no choice. You have to keep your mouth closed.
How was that when you were hanging out with the wife?
It was horrible because she was so nice and just a really nice lady. And she had no clue. It was really hard for me.
When something like that happens and do you immediately start and you know that it's never going to be the same in the house, do you immediately start looking for another job?
Yeah, pretty much. You have to, because, you know, once a line like that has been crossed, it can only get worse. And the worst part is that, you know, you're attached to the children because they're the reason that you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And I have witnessed, you know, fathers especially, they can be really flamboyant about their mistresses, or they just hit on you, the nanny, like right out in front of everyone. And that is always awkward.
In front of the wife, too?
Yeah, and I don't understand. I'd be really interested to hear if other people can put some input on this, but I don't understand how some of the moms, they just act oblivious to it. And I was working as a temporary nanny for a while, and it seemed like every, you know, family I went into, and I hate to say it, but the more wealthy the people were, the worse this would be, is generally. The dads would just look at you like you're a piece of meat, you know, or, you know, like you're there to do more than take care of kids, and they can be really, really, you know, adamant about what they want, and, you know, it is shocking sometimes. So, I definitely have a great job now with the family that I love, and they're wonderful, and, you know, I don't have to deal with that kind of stuff, but, you know, it's definitely happened.
Through your years of experience, like, when you're interviewing for the job, do you now make sure that you meet the husband and the mom and the dad before you take the job?
Yes, absolutely. And those are things that you learn from experience, definitely, what to look for and what not to, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The calls are coming in, backing you up. Hey, Tasha. Hi, Tasha. Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. You want to contribute to the nanny horror stories?
Yeah, I just want to say, like, not all ones are bad. I work for a really good family now, but I did have a family I worked for. I worked for a single dad, and his wife actually accused us of sleeping together and took us to court.
Took you to court, okay.
Yeah, his ex-wife, because I guess part of their custody agreement was that he can't have other women in the house or sleeping over if they're, you know, not married or anything like that. So I was working for him, and I did overnights for him. But when I did overnights, he was out of town. But apparently she decided she was going to take us to court because she assumed we were sleeping together.
When that happens, do you have to pay for your own lawyer and your own representation?
No, he paid for everything. The only sucky thing is they took the kids, so I didn't work for a month. Until the whole custody thing was over.
We have a different Amanda who's not on the voice disguiser going to a non-infidelity extreme. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Well, I have a couple of experiences, actually. I came over from New Zealand to work as a nanny for a family that I interviewed over the phone, and I came over, and it was insane. Basically, when I got there, I was basically a housekeeper for the first couple of months until she had her second baby. And some of the things that they expected me to do and for the amount of pay was just ridiculous.
Give us a couple examples.
Okay, well, the father actually had his own private bathroom because the wife wouldn't use it after him. It was disgusting.
Oh.
I mean, I was cleaning all kinds of stuff off the wall. He would put his nose contents on the wall in the bathroom.
Oh, and I would have nasty. Nose contents. I like that.
Yeah.
It's not boogers.
No.
I was expected to wash the kitchen floor 3 times a week, and it was a huge kitchen. Also do the windows once a month, clean the oven, clean all the ceiling fans, and for the amount of pay, which was just absolutely ridiculous.
And you thought you were going to be taking care of children.
Exactly. And they promised me a vehicle when I came over, mm-hmm. and I didn't get it. I did not get a car. To you. So basically, it felt like I was imprisoned. It was just horrible.
Hey, oop, I'm sorry. Ooh, I just cut her off. Hey, oops. voice disguised Amanda, does that happen a lot? Is that something that's typical?
Actually, that happened to me twice. Once I did a phone interview and I actually moved out to New Orleans and nothing was what the family said it was at all. They had me sleeping in the bedroom with the children, in the bed with them. They didn't even have a bedroom for me. That was like the worst one. But that's the thing is that people, couples, if they like you and they want you to work for them, they will lie to you. They will tell you, you know, they'll offer you all these things and tell you how great it will be to live with them and how they have these fabulous things that you'll be allowed to use, and then it never pans out.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true that, like, if you're a nanny and you're a good nanny, like, people will try to steal you away? Wasn't it a Sex and the City episode where she was, like, hitting on the nanny in a park?
Yeah.
Trying
yeah,
to get the good
it's
nanny
very
to...
True.
So can you?
It is. And no matter how much your nanny tells you that she loves you and she loves your children, at the end of the day, it's a job. And generally, a lot of them can be bought.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it's true. And it's sad. I'm just being honest with y'all. But it's true.
Where were you hanging out with other parents when they were trying to steal you?
I'll tell you, the number one place is the neighborhood pool during the summer.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, because and the moms, like the moms that stay home with their children, they're always so interested to know, like, if you like your job, if you like the family, what's going on with them. And so it pays to be nice to your nanny, especially if you're sending her out to be around your neighbors, because if she doesn't like you, she will air out all your dirty laundry. I've heard it a lot.
Oh, wow.
So that's how the nanny flirting starts. It's like, so how's the family you work for? Are they treating you well?
Right. How much? Yeah. I mean.
Yep, you got it. That's it right
that's
there.
Funny.
How much is it too personal for us to ask how much a nanny can make or how much a nanny should expect to make?
It varies. It varies on what you do, if you're a housekeeper and a nanny, if you have a college education, if you're a professional or not. So it just depends on what exactly you're looking for. But nannies in Atlanta can make upwards of 40 or 50 a year.
Okay, that's great.
Plus, you get a place to live, mm-hmm. and I assume yeah. they take care of your meals when you're in the house, right? You eat with the family?
Yeah, generally, and vacations and things like that, too.
Cool. Thank you for the call, Amanda.
Thank you. Good I love you guys.
Good luck fighting off the horny husbands.
Oh, no.
And the nanny stealers.
And the nannies. The nanny stealers are a good thing. I put you in demand. Your cost goes up.
Helps you negotiate.
The Burt Show.